Well, the bald eagle that thrilled Derek Jackson is an endangered species success story, sufficiently recovered to be delisted 7 years ago. But the Interior Department has decided that the greater sage grouse does not need ESA listing. Its survival will rely instead on specially protected private and public lands. And on public lands across the country, you'll find an amazing variety of avians, as Mary McCann points out in today's Bird Note.
The diversity and richness of bird voices across the United States. Wow! In the Southeast, at Florida's Ocala National Forest, a Bachman sparrow sings a lovely, clear, whistled song. In the Midwest, at Rice Lake State Park in Minnesota, a yellow-headed blackbird offers its gruff repertoire of growls and toots. After dark in the Southwest, at Arizona's Bill Williams River National Wildlife Refuge, a black rail utters its unmistakable call. And in Alaska's Denali National Park, a willow ptarmigan chuckles loudly across the tundra. But all of these places have something vital in common. They are part of our national public lands, lands owned by us, the American people. Comprising nearly 850 million acres of land and 3.5 million square miles of ocean, our public lands and waters provide habitats vital to more than 1,000 species of birds. Now that's something to crow about. I'm Mary McCann.
For photos of the willow ptarmigan and all those other birds, including the bald eagle, whistle on over to our website, loe.org.